Welcome back to the Bullets Basketball Blog Podcast. I'm your host, Alan Jenkins, and once again, we have a depressing, not so fun recap of the Wizards Raptors game two. Washington gets blown out 130-119. You thought their defense was bad in the first game when they let up 116 points. Well, they said, well, look, hold my beer. Look at this. And they gave up 130 to the Raptors. The Raptors shoot 52% from the field, knocked down 13 three-pointers, two more than 11 in game one. And this one was over and ugly early. it was funny because the Wizards actually executed pretty well in the first few plays of the game. But then everything fell apart. Mainly, like I just said, on the defensive end. They had zero energy tonight. They were getting beat backdoor in the first quarter. They were gambling for steals that weren't there. As a result, they were caught scrambling to try and find their man. Slow rotations. There was just no energy tonight on the defensive end. And it really looked like one of those midseason games that the Wizards played against, Brooklyn Nets, Atlanta Hawks, Phoenix Suns, insert sub 500 team here. That's what the Wizards looked like tonight in the first, really the first half. And Toronto, being a good team, took advantage. The Wizards were down 17-6 in the blink of an eye. Brooks had to burn a couple early timeouts. And not only that, but the Wizards got in foul trouble. John Wall actually picked up his second foul at the 7:42 mark of the first quarter on an offensive foul where he's a little bit out of control. Bradley Beal also was in foul trouble in the first half. He picked up two fouls within the first 8 minutes of the game. And the Wizards, or excuse me, the Raptors made them pay. They shot 59% from the field in the first quarter, hit 7 three-pointers, and the Wizards were down 44-27 after one, and it looked ugly, and it looked as ugly as it sounded. The Raptors actually had two separate 10-0 runs in the first quarter. Now, the second quarter wasn't pretty either. However, the Wizards did show some life in the third quarter, mainly on the heels of John Wall. John Wall had just 7 points in the first half. Like I said, he was sidelined with foul trouble, but he had 22 points after halftime, a total of 29 tonight to go along with 9 assists. And it was really the small ball lineup that got the Wizards back in this one. The Wizards went with Wall, Beal, Porter, sometimes Oubre and Scott, sometimes Scott and Morris. And that's what got them back in this one in the third quarter, when they were actually able to cut the lead to 10, 190 after the third quarter. But, as you can tell by the score, trading baskets isn't enough. You have to get stops at some point. The Wizards held the Raptors to 24 points in that third quarter, but whenever a team has 100 through three, that's not good. Then the Wizards did that thing where they give you false hope. They actually cut the lead to 5 early in the fourth quarter, 108-103, and you thought, okay, maybe they can actually complete this comeback. But then lo and behold, the Raptors go on a 17-4 run after that and blow this thing open. The Wizards never kept it close after that. And here we are. The Wizards are in an 0-2 hole. It looks like a sweep is coming. Maybe they can pry a victory out and win this one in 5. The starters no show tonight, aside from John Wall. Otto Porter, 5 of 10 from the field from 12 points, but he was a non-factor. Markieff Morris, just 6 points. He was a minus 31. So take that how you want to take it. Marcin Gortat was essentially unplayable tonight. He had 0 points, 3 rebounds. And Bradley Beal, max deal Bradley Beal, making $128 million, had just 9 points, 3 of 11 shooting, 1 of 5 from three, but his body language was awful tonight. You could tell that he was frustrated. I don't know if it's fatigue as well, but it was clear that he's frustrated. He does not look like himself so far in this series. And he was actually a minus 34 for the game, which is awful. outside, so, you know, John Wall is the only starter who showed up. Mike Scott, again, who's proven to be the second best player on the Wizards in this series. He had 20 points, 7 of 10 from the field, 4 of 5 from 3. And actually, the Wizards were down by as many as 21 or 22 points in the first half. And if it weren't for Mike Scott's mini explosion, it would have been a whole lot worse. So Mike Scott is playing very well and very likely playing his way into a deal that will not be with the Wizards next season, as they have little or no cap space. Now, Ty Lawson, who the Wizards signed one day before the playoffs, Ty Lawson scored the third most points for the Wizards, 14 points to go along with 8 assists. He got 31 minutes of play, which was the second most on the team tonight. Now, a lot of that came because John Wall got into early foul trouble. So did Bradley Beal. So he was forced to play extra minutes. But he, to his advantage, or to his credit, rather, he took advantage of them. His first shot as a Wizard knocked down was a three-pointer. Actually, his only made field goals tonight were three-pointers. He was 4 of 5 from 3, 4 of 10 overall. But he provided a burst. He provided a spark for the Wizards. And honestly, he played his role about as well as you could have asked for a guy who was playing in China just a week before. He had 8 assists, all of which came in the first half. That was second only to John Wall. And he very likely, I mean, I don't want to overreact just because it's one game, but he could be playing his way into a roster spot for next season. Obviously, there's at least 2 more games for the Wizards, so we'll see if he continues to get more time or if that was just because Wall and Beal were sidelined with foul trouble. But that's something to keep an eye out for. And then outside of that, the Wizards didn't really get much else from the bench. You know, you look at the stat sheet, Kelly Oubre had 14 points on 6 of 11 shooting, but he was mostly a non-factor. Thomas Satoransky, a non-factor, just 3 points. Mahimi had 12, but a lot of which came in garbage time. And Scott Brooks, after the game, alluded to that there might be changes coming to the starting lineup. Now, that to me, that could only mean Mike Scott starting over Marcin Gortat, just because Marcin Gortat and Jan Mahimi are not playable in this series. I think that's pretty clear. You know, kind of by default, the Wizards are going to have to play them a little bit just because there's just a lack of big bodies in the roster. But and Toronto is a lot bigger than the Wizards, but Marcin Gortat was awful tonight. Jan Mahimi also wasn't very good. You know, like I said, all of his stats came in garbage time, so there's not a lot to take away from that. So now the Wizards have all 3 centers, if you include Jason Smith, who are essentially not playable in this series. So things don't look any better. You know, the only thing going for the Wizards is that they head home. Maybe that will give them a little bit of momentum. But after last night's performance, there's not a whole lot to be excited about with this team and for the remainder of this series. Let's see if they can turn things around when they head back to Washington for Game 3 on Friday night.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.